Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very happy to have the opportunity to welcome you to this location, this new location, as Ram said. We are at NSF, but the NITERD organization, the National Coordinating Office for the NITERD organization, is co-located at NSF. And I'm just going to take a minute and a half to give you a word from your sponsor, since I expect there are many people who are quite familiar with the federal government who may not be that familiar with the NITERD interagency organization. We've had five names over the 23-year history of the organization, reading from the bottom up. We started out as HPC. We added the second C for communications because the Internet was hot in those days. Mid-90s, we changed to CIC temporarily. Then we went to ITERD, and now we're at NITERD. It's been a while since we've changed our name, so it's probably time to change it again. NITERD is an interagency program to enhance coordination and collaboration of the IT research that is performed and supported by the federal government. The NCO, National Coordinating Office, provides the support for the NITERD program. We report to OSTP, interface for NITERD with OMB, GAO, and other entities such as that. This is sort of a eye chart, so it'll be in your records. We're now up to about 20 agencies. We call an agency either an independent agency like NSF or a bureau of a department like NIST and NOAA. And you can see we've got all of the usual suspects are members of the NITERD organization. We have about 12 different divisions, specialty divisions, that we assemble interested persons from the agencies in. Some of them we call program component areas, range from security to high-end computing to high confidence, human interaction, information management, networking, socioeconomic impact, software design and productivity. In the last few years, we've also added a group that we call senior steering groups. Using NSF parlance, these groups maybe have division director level people as opposed to program officer people. They can move money around more quickly, whereas the program officers have money to invest. So with particular relevance to this group, big data has been a very active senior steering group for the last couple years and continues in its activity. Of course, there's a high intersection between some of the big data dimensions and ontology, since one of the dimensions of big that we consider in big data is big variety. How do you get interoperability among heterogeneous data? Well, can that be done without semantics? I tend to doubt it myself. Cyber-physical systems is something that's new. Cybersecurity is always important. Health IT, well, another great opportunity for semantics at that point. Electronic health records is a good and close to intractable example. Wireless spectrum efficiency for spectrum sharing has been added to our normal internet and wireline considerations. Well, a real eye chart for you just to show you this is about a $4 billion activity. That is the monies that the agencies invest in research and development in this area is close to $4 billion spread across the various groups that we have and across the various agencies we have. So we publish this in a supplement to the President's budget each year, so you can find it online in our website, or you have your own personal copy. We do have a strategic plan, which I would call more of a vision. The agencies have the strategic plan. The interagency knitting together has an overview. When we did this several years ago, WeCompute is a cute phrase for synergy, increased synergy between carbon-based critters and silicon-based critters. Trust and confidence remains a major consideration, probably an even bigger consideration since we're entering cyber-physical systems where you don't need to just worry about losing your identity. You might lose your life if a cyber-physical system goes awry. And cyber-ready society relates to everything from the production of cyber professionals to cyber literacy for the citizenry to education via cyber assists, which has become an area of increasing visibility with MOOCs and so forth. So anyway, that's what we are. This is my ending sales slide. We've now called NIT R&D, and sometimes I actually say NIT. Well, I say there's nobody in our group is a half-wit, but I guess we're all nitwits. Other names might be appropriate. Information science and technology, computing, some people suggest. Informatics is a word I would like, except it's been purloined by the librarians for library science of the 21st century in this country, although I guess Europe uses informatics as a for this business. Anyway, whatever we call it, it's getting important. Semantics, the dimension that's under consideration here, I think is strongly on the ascent and will be one of the major forces in the development of IT over the next decade or so. So I wish you all good luck and good hunting in this summit, and I look forward to participating.